It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Very, very hot and sexy.
You're disgusting.
Why?
You're starting to get all crusty and stiffy again.
I'm not a marijuana guy.
Welcome back to the show. You know,
what?
You really have to talk to Buzz Burbank more often.
Oh, I know.
Buzz lays this on me out in a cancer corner a minute ago. Over in Turkey, this is what he tells me.
Yes.
They only get their news from two sources.
The Western news that they get. I mean,
the
of course,
Western
they get,
news.
They get the communist news, but the only Western world news they get is from the Fox News channel.
Yeah.
And from this program right here.
And the second part of this, I said, well, you must be very, very popular in Turkey. What, is this a friend of yours that passed this along to you?
A guy from Turkey we met at an appearance from the previous show.
Right. I remember that guy.
Came up to me and said, yeah, you know the guy. It came up to me and said, not only what we just told you, but also that women in Turkey have visited the website and are somewhat fond of me.
Oh, my God.
So, hi, Turkish babes.
So, right now, there could be people listening on the internet to
internet.
This newscast to get their information.
That's right. News from the Western world.
Oh, well, this is it. World War III is upon us.
I can only imagine with the speed of the computers in Turkey. I hope you're having a nice Christmas 2009.
We are screwed.
I think we ought to maybe get some lingo, you know, some Turkish language.
I'd love that. I'd love to visit Turkey.
Really?
Yeah, I would. Oh, I know it's a dangerous part of the world right now, but I'd love to go.
Ever since I saw Midnight Express.
I know.
Eastern Europe, right?
Yeah,
it's bad,
exactly.
Right?
It's bad, right?
No desire. No, it's not Eastern Europe.
Isn't it?
It's right on top of Iraq.
Yeah, it's sort of Middle East.
You know, they're always talking about invading the Kurds.
Oil country.
I don't know. I'm not much of a geography guy.
I don't want to get my feet beaten, you know, like they did in Midnight Express.
Yeah, that's true. You make a good point.
I'm
probably the last guy who should go to Turkey.
All right, well, now with all the news for Turkey, here's
Buzz Burbank. I'd rather eat it than visit it. Turkey.
John McCain says he's against making equal pay for women the law. As he toured poverty-stricken towns in and around New Orleans yesterday, McCain was asked about the bill voted down in the Senate, 56-42. He's here now.
Senator.
I don't want to make it a law, Baj.
Yes, sir.
And I just really like to say that all women should wear dresses.
Have you ever been to Turkey?
Been there a couple of times.
Really? How is it?
I got my feet beat.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, didn't care for that at all.
Welcome back.
But keep doing the good job and spreading the word, and I appreciate all your good work and your service to our country.
Thank
you,
sir.
Did you like Wheel of Fat Guys?
I loved Wheel of Fat Guys.
Maybe next time you could play.
Nice job, Rob.
Thank you.
Buzz. So long, Pops. Most of the opposition to the equal pay bill came from Republicans. McCain says he's against it because he says it'll just lead to more lawsuits. On the plus side, unlike President Bush, McCain says he does believe we're in a recession.
You know, if you get that equal pay thing, then Barbara Bush, after she gets out of office, she can actually host the Today Show on a regular basis. Wasn't that great watching that Robotron host the Today Show? Come on.
The price of rice is twice what it was a week ago, and Costco and Sam's Club have started rationing rice purchases. Restaurants that serve it have started adding a rice surcharge. Yes, there is one. Here's a spokesman for the California Rice Commission.
The supply of rice in the world hasn't significantly changed. Demand's increased, but prices have sure outstripped everybody's expectations.
Soylent Green is people.
This is why people are asses.
Mm-hmm. Why?
You're going to see, and you know this, Rob, right? You will see at all the major stores like Costco, anywhere they're selling the bulk rice, even in regular grocery stores, people will now buy it. Just because they've heard on the TV there's a shortage.
That's what caused this right now. That's why prices are going up and rice is being rationed.
I'm sure that there is the rice manufacturers somewhere either behind this, if not that, at least doing high fives.
And they, you know, the whole thing that started at the report I saw this morning was that places like Costco are saying you can only buy a limited amount.
Right, it's rationing.
I see these like 5-pound, huge sacks.
50.
These 50-pound sacks of rice that they have. It looks like they're, you know, mulch. They're carrying mulch to the store.
They get them in canvas bags, and usually they're visitors from another country that buy them.
I've seen that rice, and it seems to me that those would be used primarily for restaurants and not for home use. But, you know, people are stocking up now. Oh, my God, we're not going to have any rice. What am I going to do?
It's Condoleezza rice.
I can't put my shrimp on anything anymore.
Shrimp on rice?
I can't put my fried shrimp on my rice.
Going green has meant making more green at Toyota. The hybrid-pushing company now tops General Motors as the world's number one car maker. Toyota sold 2.4 million vehicles worldwide in the first quarter. GM sold 2.2 million.
I was listening to you when I was driving down to the hockey game, and you own a Prius. Prius. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's right.
And
that's
you love your Prius, right?
I do, yeah.
It seems to me, though, and, and I don't want to say anything against the people that have hybrids. I think it's good for the environment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, watch it, pal.
But I think they got a little bit of a toot.
Oh, sure. Really?
Well, sure.
And also, on a driving note, for those of you that are on the highways and byways this time of year, especially in the Washington, D.C. area.
Right.
There are motorcycles around.
Yeah, watch out for the motorcycles.
I know you haven't seen them recently, but they're out now, so pay attention to them,
and
please.
And, Mike, I'm proud of you for driving that hybrid motorcycle.
It's solar-powered.
It gets 275 miles to the quart.
Yeah, I have a sissy bar, I have ape hangers, and then sticking up about 8 feet above the motorcycle is a solar panel.
What is an ape hanger?
An ape hanger, you know, ape hangers are what you have.
The
tall
handlebars.
I had no idea.
That's why you should get your motorcycle license.
That'll be good. You want someone to run board for you? That's good.
Couples who decide not to divorce for the sake of the kids may or may not be making the right decision. A new study from the Rand Corporation says divorce doesn't necessarily lead to a child's bad behavior. The researchers say it all depends on the people involved and the tone of the divorce.
Child of divorce.
And my kids are great.
They're
fabulous children. Kids. They really are.
The new research contradicts the notion that a two-parent family produces children who are better off emotionally, socially, and economically.
I like to hear this.
Previous studies had indicated that an unhappy marriage was still better for the kids than a terminated marriage. But quoting the head of a research in this new study, a divorce is neither bad nor good, he
says. Oh, that's a good thing. You want to talk to a girl?
Sure, always.
I think divorce is good sometimes for the couple.
Let's talk to Tammy in Spokane. Tammy, what can we do for you?
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hi,
I just had a hunch when I saw this. It just sounded like it might be a sexy call. How are you, Tammy?
I'm good. Oh. Hey, I'm very good, but that's besides the point. I just...
Tammy, are you at the bottom?
Laugh.
Are you at the bottom of a gin bottle right now?
No, I wish I was. God knows.
All right, what can we do for you, darling?
My husband works at Costco, and he told me last night when he came home about the rationing for the right. It's like 10 bags per person.
Oh, so not a small limit then.
So if you want more than a quarter ton of rice, and that's really what it boils down to, so to speak, because it would be 500 pounds.
That's
bags.
What it steams down to, Rob.
Yeah, but
boy,
it's the rice of all things.
Yeah, isn't it crazy?
Oh, man. Well, thanks for calling, Puddin'.
Love you guys.
Okay, bye-bye. That was Tammy Buzz.
She's ready to peel off to another adventure.
Her husband works at Costco.
Congress is taking a closer look, meanwhile, at those boot camps for troubled teenagers. Congress sent investigators into some of those camps. And
Camp O'Mara.
Investigators today presented lawmakers with the results of their undercover work.
Yeah, we have a pie-eating contest on the first day at Camp O'Mara.
I got a hair in my one.
Besides horrific physical, sexual, and emotional abuse, they found deceptive marketing and conflicts of interest that could lead parents to putting their kid into a bad program.
You know what is a sick thought as I get more phlegm coming up into my throat?
What's that?
You know...
Uncle Tommy's holiday camp. Yes,
Mike. I was thinking about
yes, Pablo.
What it's like to drown in your own fluid.
This is Pablo.
No, I was
at the bottom of the pool.
I was seriously thinking, this is a horrible thought.
It is.
This is.
Because kids have died at these boot camps, and you know, you don't want to see that. But I was also saying, you know, if these boot camps are a preventative, you know, anybody hearing this. I don't know, if you threaten boot camp and you hear these stories in the news,
true.
I know this is twisted.
I'm going to learn to read the Toss Salad Man.
I really, you know, you say, hey, you do that one more time, you're going to a boot camp, and we got stories every day about, you know, kids buying the farm in boot camp. Mm-hmm. You're probably going to have them straighten up and fly right. That's what I think.
So you're saying they may be doing some good.
I don't know. I think I'm on a slippery slope.
I know.
There's never been a death at Camp O'Mara.
No, just a few upset stomachs.
That's all. Remember when Lard Ass won the pie eating contest?
Expect new government oversight of teen boot camps from now on.
I'm all for it.
The drinking of bottled water on the bench has been banned by Major League Baseball. It has nothing to do with steroids. It has to do with the big sponsorship the league has from the Gatorade people. From now on, players are only allowed to drink Gatorade in the dugouts, not water.
You know what Joe Girardi with the New York Yankees banned?
What?
Candy.
White Sox Stadium even has a sign that reads, "No bottled water on the bench." The ban even includes Aquafina, the official bottled water of Major League Baseball.
Kind of a gay name for a big athlete, right? Aquafina! I mean, I love Aquafina. I drink it all the time.
That's probably my favorite bottled water.
You know what I enjoy? Probably the gayest name for a water drink. I buy lots of it. Aquafina Splash!
What? Does it have fruit in it?
It's got a it's berry flavored.
Now, do they still have the bad-looking little preschool-looking water fountains in the dugouts?
I think they do, but I've seen a lot of the guys, and I pay attention to this when I'm watching the baseball game, they drink what appears to be almost like a flavored water because you'll see the red and the berry flavored.
Maybe
and stuff
they
like.
Should try Volvic.
No, they should try Aquafina berry flavored. Katie liked that.
She wrote that.
Volvic?
Volvic.
What is, get her on the microphone. What is Volvic, Katie?
It's a water, and every time I drink it, I feel like I'm setting the movement back.
Is it, is Volvic just a water for women?
I think so.
That's where we were headed with this.
Enjoy your Volvic water. Man, there's a hair in my water.
You don't want to see where they get it from. The harvest?
Oh, my God.
The harvest is horrible.
In other sports news, NHL player Sean Avery of the New York Rangers, tough guy.
Yeah, I know the guy.
Has just accepted a position as an unpaid intern at the women's fashion magazine Vogue.
Really?
He will reportedly handle the phones and help out at photo shoots.
I know exactly why he's there.
Really, why?
I know exactly why.
I do, too.
Stink!
Yeah.
You know, that's possible, but...
It's a poon hunt. That's what he's there for.
That's not the only reason.
Really?
He wants Volvic water?
Although he's antagonizing on the ice, friends say Avery hopes to be a fashion editor someday.
Oh, no.
Of course he does.
Volvic water is great with tacos. Yum, yum.
Yeah, I like it with clams.
Well, is he gay?
I don't know. I'm
See,
sure
that's the
I
way rumors
know.
Get started.
Well, he might be overcompensating, being an NHL tough guy. You never know. Weirder things have happened. Does he drink Volvic water on a regular basis?
I'm sure he does. And if he doesn't, he will.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to read the fine print in Larry King's new contract with CNN, you would find there is no longer a guarantee that he'll be employed in the 9 o'clock hour.
Well, that's a shame. Larry's only had a 90-year career.
Well, that leaves the door open for Katie Couric, who again this week set record low ratings for the CBS Evening News. And credible rumors persist that Katie's on her way out at CBS to replace Larry King, who would be 77 at the end of his new deal. Word is Katie is interested in Larry's time slot.
It's a young 77, though.
It is.
I mean, you can look at Larry, and he really looks fantastic.
Doesn't look a day over 73.
Absolutely. I'd like to see him with his shirt off.
I'm not sure Katie's qualified to take over. Has she ever managed a racetrack?
I don't think so. I don't think she's ever been imprisoned, either. Hi.
Industry snoops say Katie will be gone from CBS right after the inauguration. CNN stars Anderson Cooper and Lou Dobbs may also play into this unexpected shuffle. Could Denzel Washington save Wesley Snipes?
God, I hope so.
The answer when we return.
Thank you very much, Buzz. We'll be back with more Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.